Balalam thumped the tabletop, sending Quill parchment flying. Then he banged the table once more for effect.
What's to stop us training our own army? Better that than to sub about, waiting for warlords of horde to conquer us.
Shouting will no weblem. I think we should hear more what Doomin say.
The sturdy squiddle land on class had been forming in his mind.
What if this swart never gets as far as our abbey? What if he has to take a different route to Alamadasan?
How mortified.
What should he do, mate?
He shrugged.
You heard the hawk face swore his hand and down a path towards us. Why should he change course?
The abbess placed a paw to her lips.
Shh! Listen to Suman and find out. Carry on, friend.
The squiddle outlined a bold and daring scheme.
Squirrel archers are not a sling throwers. That's what we need. I'll bet me and Hartwood could raise a goodly band of them from around this part of Mossflower. Now we take them north up the path and intercept the vermin, staying on the east side of them all the time. Then we hit and run, all the while staying out of sight so Swart doesn't know what numbers he's up against. A good squirrel archer or otter slinger who knows the lay of the land can make himself seem like six, working undercover. We strike and hit and keep on striking and hitting, dodging and hiding all the time. Make the ferret realise he can't stay out on the path in the open. Force him off into the woods on the west side, so the vermin have to take to the west shores and follow south, looking for Salamandastron. That way Swart won't use the road, and he'll never know the abbey is here.
Balaam was quivering with eagerness.
You're right, Zumin! I'm coming with you!
The strong squirrel shook his head decisively.
No, Balaam. I take only squirrels who can vanish into trees, or otters who can fly underwater. An invisible army.
Bunfold bit his lip in disappointment.
Why can't we go and strike a blow for Red Wall and freedom? Me and Balaam would make good warriors.
The abbess placed her paws around both their shoulders.
Of course you would. That's why you've been needed back here. If Sumin's plan failed, he'll need fighters on our walls to defend the abbey. I'd like you and Balaam to be in command of Red Wall should the need arise.
Bunfeld tried to swell his chest, but only succeeded in puffing out his stomach. Balaam quivered slightly with pride and busied himself rearranging his parchment and quills.
No beast in Redwall must know of Swart and his hoard.
Abbess Miriam cautioned her friends.
What passed between us in this gatehouse remains secret. I will not have panic in my abbey, most unseemly. We carry on with the feast this evening as planned.
Friar Bunfold noted the sad looks of Suman and Hartwood.
Don't worry, brothers. You won't miss anything. When you return from defeating the vermin, I'll make you both a special welcome back victory feast with my own two paws.